Hi everyone, this is Mel to My Happiness, and I am going to ramble a little while to you all. Texan guy put up a very fun little questionnaire on backstage earlier. The deep, goofy, and a little sexy questionnaire. And I love that he admitted he pulled some of them from OkCupid. But that's okay, because it's really hard to think up questions that haven't been asked before. So wherever you can find a fun question, I say it doesn't matter where it's come from. All right, question one. Do spelling mistakes annoy you? So much. I am a spelling and grammar Nazi. I hate spelling mistakes. I think people who can't spell are just lazy. In this day and age, I don't know how you can't spell. You know, if you can't spell a particularly difficult word, I understand. But like, people who don't know the difference between you, you are, and yours, it's just, oh my God, it drives me absolutely nuts. Especially because in this day and age, there is automatic spell check on everything you send. So I don't understand how spelling mistakes are happening. And whenever I see them with people that I work with, I just think, how did you graduate high school? How did you graduate? How did you pass English? Which you have to pass English to graduate high school in Australia. So I don't understand how people have done it when they don't know how to spell really simple words. I could go on all day about how much that bothers me, but I won't, because it's such an insignificant thing in reality to get so frustrated about, but there it is. I do. It frustrates the hell out of me. Question two. If you don't do anything for an entire day, how does it make you feel? I don't do that very often, and when I do, I usually feel quite guilty, and I'm always much more tired than I was like earlier in the day. Like, being lazy makes me more tired. So it's pretty rare that I don't do anything for an entire day. And generally, if I'm incapable of doing something for an entire day, it's because I've got a horrific hangover, which thankfully hasn't happened in quite some time. But yeah, I don't like just sitting around doing nothing. I get bored pretty easily. Question three. Of these two, what would you prefer in life and why? Option one, interesting things happening more often. Option two, good things happening more often. I should be a good person and say good things happening more often, because I'm assuming that would be that's the right thing to say and would hopefully make the world a nicer place. But I kind of want to pick the interesting things happening more often, because I mean, interesting doesn't necessarily mean good. It could mean bad, but like bad, I mean like funny bad things, things that you shouldn't laugh at that you do. But you know, variety is the spice of life. So I would rather be present to and witness more interesting things happening often than good. That sounds terrible. In my head, this made sense. Basically, I'm coming off like I'm quite an awful person. but yeah, I think I really secretly want to pick interesting things happening more often. Question four, how often, if ever, do you meditate? Not very often. I'm quite useless at it. I'm incapable of switching my mind off when I try and meditate. The only way I can switch my mind off completely is when I do laps, when I swim. I don't think about anything when I do that, but I'm not particularly good at meditating. And at the end of yoga, when they do like the 10 to 15 minute meditation part, I quite often leave before that bit, because I'm just like lying there very aware that I'm lying in a dark room surrounded by people, slightly sweaty. So I don't really meditate. I find it boring. I'd love to be able to meditate. It's one of those things that one of these days I will learn how to do it properly. But no, I don't meditate. I will sit down and just listen to some music if I need to relax or something. Question 5. What sort of intelligence do you value most and why? Logical, emotional, artistic, social, communicative, etc. I love, I really value in other people an artistic intelligence. I find that very attractive in another person, if somebody is artistic in some way. I'm very emotionally intelligent. So sometimes in a partner, I like somebody to be quite logical because my emotions sort of, I'm more emotional. So I need somebody to be a little bit more logical sometimes because I'm a very logical person, but my emotions sometimes cloud my judgment when it comes to logic. And even if something is logical, if I can't connect with it emotionally, I don't understand it. And this is hard because I also really think communication is so important as well. I don't know. I think I probably would pick artistic because I really do. I think I'm very drawn to people who are artistic, and I'm very into music, and I love art, and I love theatre. So I really appreciate that in life, and that's one of those things that I couldn't live without. So I will say that. 6. How often would you say that you daydream? Quite often. I get distracted very easily, and if I'm sitting in a meeting where I'm a little bit bored, I zone out. There you go, that's kind of like meditating. Just inappropriate meditation. I daydream quite often. I was doing it the other day. I was actually sitting in a meeting and I was just staring out the window. I think I had like my pen just sort of like touching the tip of my lip, and I don't know how long I had been doing that for, but I missed a very important part of the meeting because I was thinking about something in particular. And I was getting grief about it for the rest of the day because I think I must have had quite a goofy look on my face while I was having this little daydream of mine in a room with 9 people that I work with. Question 7. Which of these two is more romantic or arousing to you and why? Kissing/making love in Paris, kissing/making love in a tent in the woods. Can I sub out Paris for somewhere else? Because I'm not a massive fan of Paris, and you can all just throw your croissants at me now because I know that that's, you know, something that most people don't understand. I've been to Paris several times. I appreciate it. It's beautiful. I don't love it. I don't think it's the most amazing city in the world. If I had to pick between Paris and Rome, I would pick Rome every day of the week. I've just managed to make this entire thing a rant about how I don't really like Paris. But I'm also not a massive camper. I think the idea of having sex in a... I've had sex in a tent. And it is kind of a little bit hot because you have to be quiet if you're in a camping ground. You have to be quiet because obviously it's just a really thin layer of material separating you from other people, which is very arousing. But having sex in a tent's also, I don't know. I had sex in a tent. It was summer in Australia. There's no air coming through. You had to be quiet. It was kind of, it was good. It wasn't great. It was a little bit awkward when I think about it. I probably wouldn't rush back again to do it anytime soon. But I'm not into the whole, like, let's say Paris, because that means I'm in Europe and that's, I like that idea. Question 8. What cuddle position do you prefer? Big spoon, little spoon, both, neither, etc. I do love, I love spooning. I really love spooning. And I do enjoy being the little spoon, and I am small, so being the little spoon is quite a natural position to me. But having said that, I do love every now and then being the big spoon. I really do. I especially love it when I'm have somebody that I'm sharing a bed with who is like bigger, like quite big. I had a boyfriend who was 6'4", and I used to love being the big spoon with him because I don't know, there's something about being tucked behind, you know, somebody who's a lot bigger than you. Yeah, it's kind of sexy. I am a massive cuddler. I'm terrible. If I share a bed with somebody, I, even if it's completely platonic, I don't mean to do it, but I instinctively in my sleep move over to where they are, and if they move away, I keep moving. And I'm actually renowned for this amongst my friends for being a accidental spooner in the middle of the night. Usually we will wake up, both of us completely crouched on the other side of the bed and my side completely empty because this poor person has just repeatedly moved over and over to try and get out of the way of me. But I can't help it. It's like I'm a magnet. And yeah, I've tried to, one night I tried not to do it. I was sharing a bed with my friend and she said, "Please do not spoon me." And I remember not sleeping because I was lying on my back just thinking, "Don't move, don't move, don't move." And I barely slept the whole night because I was so conscious of not falling asleep and accidentally cuddling her. But then when we woke up the next day, she looked really hurt and she was like, "You didn't even try and spoon me last night." So I really can't win either way. I try not to spoon people and it upsets them. So just beware. If you ever share a bed with me, there will be lots of cuddling in the middle of the night. Even if you don't like it, it's coming your way. Question 8. No, wait, I just said that question. That was a very long rant about cuddling. Question 9. What's your opinion of the phrase making love when it refers to sex? Is it hokey, romantic, a specific type of sex? I am not a massive fan of that expression. It makes me uncomfortable. I don't know why. It always has. If somebody says it to me, I'm uncomfortable with it. I feel like it is a specific kind of sex. It's quite, you know, romantic and, you know, between a couple, obviously. But I don't, I would never, it's not an expression I use. I don't know what it is about it that it just doesn't feel, it doesn't make me feel sexy when somebody says that. So I'm not a, yeah, I'm not a massive fan of the expression. I don't mind when other people say that, you know, if that's what they want to call sex, that's fine. But me, I usually just say sex or fuck. So, yeah, making love just doesn't sit right with me. 10. Is your ideal sex rough or gentle? It's both. I like both. I like being really gentle sometimes. But man, I fucking love rough sex as well. It depends on my mood. It depends on the partner as well. I have been with people who don't like one or the other, and I struggle with that. I particularly struggled with somebody who didn't like even getting a little tiny bit rough because it was just always quite gentle, and after a while, for me, that became I wasn't enjoying the whole gentle bit anymore because it just felt, I think he was the same guy who said making love to me, and I was like, ew. Yeah, that I did struggle with that. I need to have both in sex for me to enjoy it. If you were in the middle of the best sex in your life and your partner asked you to make dolphin or whale noises so they could reach climax, would you do it? Bonus points if in your audio you attempt to make a whale or dolphin sound. This question kills me. Oh, this question makes me laugh, and I really want to hear Penny do this because I imagine she would have the most epic dolphin or whale noises to make. And all I can think of when I think of this is when Dory does her whale voice, and I'm just imagining imagining somebody asking me to do that, and all I could think to say would be, I need to compose myself because I really do want to do this. But, oh God, I don't, yeah, I can't believe I'm going to do this. All I can think of is saying, come for me, which is just, and now the next time I say come for me, I'm going to think of that. Oh, I've just ruined a really good expression. Would I do it? I would want to because I like to, I try and if somebody wants me to try something in bed, I'm open to that. But I would worry that I would laugh at them, and then that would be awful. I don't want to laugh at somebody when they're asking for something. But oh God, that was the worst whale impression as well. It's terrible. I can't even do a dolphin noise, like that clicking dolphin noise. I don't know. I can't do that. that question is, oh, it's a ripper. Question 12. What is the strangest, funniest phrases or terms for things you've heard or said so far? You can also mention strangest or funniest curses, cussing fits too. Curses. I love that people say curse words. We just call it swearing in Australia. We have a lot of strange expressions in Australia. I think a lot of people get very confused. I mean, it's like any country you're in. And you have to learn what people think. How people say things so differently. I remember when I was first in England and people asking me how I was, like, you say, hey, how's it going in Australia? Which I know probably makes no sense to other people, but that's what we say here. Hey, how's it going? Hey, how are you? Something like that. But in the UK they say, are you all right? And I remember it felt very, every time people would be like, hey, you're right, I was like, yeah, I'm good. That really confused me because to me it was, it felt like they were suggesting that I wasn't all right. I don't know. But I think maybe, yeah, Australian, we have a lot of very, very strange expressions. I don't know what the funniest is that I've heard. I don't know. I'm gonna have to think of something. Okay, Australian. This is where I need definitely not bats because that man knows pretty much every frickin' slang expression under the sun. I don't know. What did I say to somebody the other day and they were very confused as to what it meant? Penny, I think I probably said it to you and you didn't. I probably say a lot of things to you and you don't know what it means. Okay, I've got one. Ooh. I only this to me it's still it's an expression that I don't really I think I use it. I don't use it that often, but I do use it. But I remember saying it to one of my friends and she's English. And her face when I said it, because over here, so I said, I can't remember what we were talking about, but I said, it's basically what I was saying was that really annoys me, but the expression is, God, that gives me the shits. And my friend's face, when she looked at me when I said that, she just said, I can't. She was like, I hate that expression. I hate that Australian expression. It's actually disgusting. And I was like, it didn't occur to me that it actually is revolting because the expression is basically saying, this annoys me so much that it is causing me to, that it's giving you the shits. It never occurred to me that that is, in fact, a disgusting, disgusting expression when you think about it, when you think it about it literally, in its literal sense, it is revolting, and it never occurred to me that that was the case. So I don't know if that's the strangest, but I just remember my friend's reaction to that when I said it. So I, yeah, that's a good one. Question 13. If you had to choose your greatest motivator in life at this time from the following, what would it be and why? Interpret these however you'd like, just explain it. Love, wealth, expression, knowledge, freedom. My greatest motivation in life is probably love. And that doesn't have to necessarily mean of a romantic kind, but my family and my friends are very important to me. I think the world of my family and friends, and having good relationships with them, and with, with people that I work with, and people that I see. Regularly is so, so important to me. And I suppose love for things that you love to do. My greatest motivation, I love music, so having that constantly in my life is a big motivator for me. I practice, I play my instruments a lot, and it's not just because I want to get better, it's also a fantastic form of relaxation for me. What else? Love. I think, basically, I think whatever you do in life, you should love doing it because if you're unhappy in important parts of your life, like people who are really unhappy with what they do for a job or where they're living, or if they're in a bad relationship, it affects every other aspect of your life. So I think you have to love what you do. And do what you love. So it's not, it's much easier said than done. I know that because, it sometimes, you know, everyone has to work, so you might not be doing the job that you love, but hopefully there is something you can find in that job that you love. I've had jobs that I've got grown to really hate, but I have always still managed to find things about the jobs that I love, and usually it's the people. Yeah, so I think that's probably my biggest motivator. Oh, I'm at the end of this questionnaire. That was a really cute questionnaire. I really liked that. I don't know if I answered that particularly well. I think I just babbled for like 20 minutes about stuff and then did a really, really poor whale impersonation. But I really hope that this is a questionnaire that people respond to in an audio response, because it is, I think, difficult. Some of these questions would be quite difficult to express in written format. For me, I mean, how on earth would you do a whale impersonation in written format? You just can't. It's impossible. So please, 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 people, do this questionnaire. And if you do it, tag me in it so that I see it and listen to it. But otherwise, thank you very much, Texan Guy, for your cute little questionnaire. I enjoyed kind of answering it. I don't think I answered it entirely correctly, but anyway. Thanks, guys. Bye.